Well, first, what's important in understanding the diagnosis of autism is understanding what autism is. And autism is a disorder of social interaction. And it's determining in the diagnostic workup that the disorder of social interaction is a primary disorder. That the difficulties that they have with social interaction are not due to severe inattention, such as severe attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, that it's not due to a severe language disorder, where their difficulties with social interaction is actually due to the fact that they can't communicate, that it's not due to a global cognitive problems such as mental retardation, where they are not yet at a level that they should be able to interact. So once you've determined that it's a primary difficulty, then you ask, what are some of the manifestations or what are some of the symptoms that we see in children that have social interactive difficulties? They tend to prefer to play by themselves, that they prefer to play in a repetitive, seemingly non-functional manner, not developing good symbolic play skills, such as using a toy in its mechanical sense. So rather than taking a car, for example, and pushing it around and making the car sound, they focus in on the wheels of the tires, or the wheels of the car, by either spinning the wheels or putting the car on the edge of a table and moving it back and forth, watching the wheels move. When they're old enough that one should expect that they should have interactive play, which is by age 3, do they take turns in their play? Are they able to not just dominate and set the rules of play, and are not flexible, as we might see in a higher functioning child? Are they able to turn take, let the other child make a decision in what they play, not only wanting to play the same thing over and over and over again in a restricted sense? In children between 2 and 3, we expect them to have developed a component of their interactive social play of parallel play, meaning that they recognize that they're in a group performing a project, but they're doing it alongside another child without any true turn-taking or interaction, such as an activity of color cutting and pasting at a table, or playing Ring Around the Rosie and being able to understand that we all fall down and taking some joy in that we all fall down. So they recognize that they're within a group, whereas children with autism don't recognize that they're within a group. They prefer to, once again, play within themselves or observe others. They're sort of lost within the group. They're sometimes described as being in their own world.